Welcome to our podcast, the Sandler Training Hour. Each week, we meet up and discuss some of the adages related to the Sandler training material that we like and that keep things top of mind for us that are important to consider when going about your day-to-day activity. Jim, what's our rule for today?
Well, the rule today is much harm comes from things left unsaid. And
Much
it's
harm.
actually original credit goes to Dostoevsky. The full quote is, "Much unhappiness has come into the world because of bewilderment and things left unsaid." And the essence of it is confusion has its consequences, I guess.
Yeah, there's a lot of underlying things with that quote that really speak to harmony and how much disharmony comes into the world from a lack of clear communication. And beyond clear communication, it's just the underlying intention behind interactions with people. What are you looking for and what do you want? I
You
feel
know,
like
in our role as coaches and consultants, we are often in the position of helping people discover the things that were left unsaid because they're dealing with the consequences and the harm that came from it. It's that lack of, it can be something as simple as not, if you think about transaction between a client, a buyer and a seller, it can be something as simple as, well, I thought that was included. I didn't clearly specify what was or wasn't included. And so that assumption leads to unhappiness. The unhappiness on the buyer side, now the buyer is feeling taken advantage of or like they've been cheated, they're feeling gypped because they thought that you were going to fill in the blank when in actuality you're not, and here they are feeling wronged.
Yeah, and in the prospecting relationship, this manifests a lot in the budget step too, when people are talking about clearly defined scope of work. And sometimes if you're a salesperson that's going into an engagement and someone's asking you like, well, what do you think it costs? You think that's an innocuous question that's not going to come back and bite you. But even if you give a range, they're going to hold on to the lower number. And later in the relationship, when you show the real cost of things, because an accurate estimate doesn't include just a visual, then they're going to feel blindsided and they're going to feel like you made a promise or you were trying to hide something. And in that conversation, if you're not careful with how you talk about budget, you can certainly fall into the trap of damaging a future relationship or the current engagement just based on them hearing what they want to hear.
Yeah, it's so true. And we often omit the things that we don't see as important or necessary to bring up, which is obviously an assumption. And those assumptions can just cause a lot of problems. I mean, I would never have considered that you would have thought X, but yet you did. And because, one of our other rules is if you feel it, say it, right? If in doubt, let's bring it up. And I think we see this harm a lot happening in just relationships. You know, I have a feeling about something and I don't bring it up. And why didn't you tell me? And I did, and frankly, I could have brought it up. And in retrospect, it would have been better had I brought it up, but I didn't feel like it was appropriate at the time. So how much of not bringing something up comes from trying to not rock the boat, which inevitably leads to the boat being rocked anyway.
And later in the engagement, when it really matters, which is one of the biggest problems that comes from this, we prolong to having a difficult conversation or saying something when it is an obvious issue. And then when it becomes too much of an obvious issue and we have to backtrack and like reassess where we are with someone, and then it becomes a hard conversation because we weren't upfront when something was going wrong. Then it becomes really problematic because so many times it's easier to sweep something under the rug rather than deal with it directly. That the more you sweep it under the rug, the more you give yourself permission not to acknowledge and then fix a problem, the more likely it is going to become a larger and larger problem until it's you're unable to ignore it.
Yeah. And at that point, it might be too late to fix it.
Yeah, this is where a lot of relationships end.
And a lot of exasperation, bewilderment, and unhappiness comes from. We're having a in Sandler, we're constantly working to redevelop materials and re-envision how we position ourselves in the marketplace. And one of the things that we offer is certification. And in the past, we've called it bronze, silver, and gold certification. Well, marketing has decided that we should upgrade that. And so, with the new material rollout, the foundations program, which is the building blocks, has become essentials. Okay. So, the fundamental, the bronze equivalent of certification is essentials. So, the silver level has been dubbed expert.
Where do you go from expert?
That's the problem, right? And it's like, we're just came back from a conference, and in the conference, we're debating how. I mean, I've been doing this for 25 years. I don't think of myself as an expert. I mean, I'm pretty good at it, but a big part of Sandler is constant growth. If the silver level of accreditation is the equivalent of expert, like you said. And we're talking to the leadership about it, and they said, well, we didn't do this in a vacuum. You guys were all in the meeting, and nobody said anything. Much harm comes to the world from things left unsaid. Well, we didn't think you were actually going to use that.
Yeah, it gets funny. It reminds me of the fact that, like, when you're in a boardroom or in a meeting, generally the least problematic thing ends up being the direction that the group chooses because no one wants to, like, foster their point to the finish line because it's so hard to get s conclusive buy-in. So then a group of people may choose the least likely to be problematic pursuit. And if you're choosing based on a baseline of no one pushing an agenda, we talk about if you're not a part of your own plan, you're part of someone else's. If you're stuck waiting for someone else to pioneer a new choice, and no one's coming forward, then you're going to go with the most reasonable, quote unquote, reasonable suggestion out there. And oftentimes, a reasonable approach to something doesn't take full account of the future.
Yeah, it's really funny because it's that what is it they say? Good is the enemy of great, right? Is that path of least resistance? Well, let's go that route until we get down the path far enough that we say, I should have spoke up. I should have stood more firm for an opposing standard or an opposing perspective. That requires a level of courage and conviction at the time that seemed unnecessary. I'll just be stirring the pot.
Yeah, because for anyone who's in any sort of corporation or large entity of decision makers, there's nothing worse for pushing forward an idea that turns out to sour on everyone. And then you have to immediately go into change management to prepare for the next change that is just a readjustment. It gets really hard if you're not being upfront and truthful at the original conversation to say, like, let's take a look at the possible throwbacks from this. What happens if we want to expand this leveling system past expert? What it's next,
What's the
pinnacle?
next
Are we
level?
just looking for synonyms for the peak, which may be the path that they choose? But to the point, and to the listeners out there, much harm does come from things left unsaid. Reflect on the last week. What are some instances that you ran into where you could have said something that would have changed the course of events or salvaged something that no longer is an option? It's really 5 seconds of courage is all it takes to speak up and to get better results. And if you're not willing to invest 5 seconds of your time to be direct, then you may wonder why you want to have opinion about it after the fact.
You brought up a great point on the budget step is talk when you are talking about money, and when somebody does give you here's the range I'm comfortable with, the simple words in a question, what happens if it comes out higher? Right, that's that 5 seconds of courage. Just saying, Sounds good, but what happens if the price comes up higher? It's
Yeah.
having that courage
Mix the
to.
conceptual challenge with a technical practice.
Yeah.
That question, what happens if it comes in higher? Putting that into your routine may make the difference with someone who really is worried about price.
Yeah.
But that's us with Sandler Training. If you have any questions or concerns, you found your way here, submit them at the information below. We'd love to hear from you. We're always around watching.
Always watching. I'm always watching Wiskowski.
Have a good
Much
week.
harm comes from things left unsaid.